On today's show, Nissan jumps into EV mobility services, automakers set a production record in North America, and why regulators shouldn't go overboard with VW's punishment. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for October 19th of 2015. Well, here's yet another example of how the North American auto industry has completely recovered from the Great Recession. Plants in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico produced over 1.52 million light-duty vehicles in September, which is an all-time record. It's nearly 2% more than the previous high set in 1999, and almost 3% better than last year. You know, Nissan bet heavily on electric cars, and now it's doubling down on mobility services. The automaker teamed up with San Francisco-based Scoot Networks, a company that rents electric scooters in the city. They both are going to test a two-seat pure EV. It's officially called the Nissan New Mobility Concept, but to customers, it will be known as the Scoot Quad. The vehicle has a range of 40 miles and a top speed of just 25 miles per hour, which makes it ideal for urban settings. It costs $8 per half hour or $80 for a full day. The next time you see a Toyota Avalon, you might notice something different. It has a new front-end styling, but you'll have to really look close to notice the difference. Here, we'll help you. The grille and turn signals have changed. Now go tell all your friends. Coming up next, Formula One's Bernie Ecclestone praises Putin, disses the U.S., and says paying bribes is really not all that bad.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles. And by Pure Michigan, leading the automotive world in intelligent connected vehicles. We run on brain power.
Uncle Bernie is at it again. On the eve of the Formula One Grand Prix in the United States, Bernie Ecclestone, the guy who runs F1, says he really doesn't like the United States. Speaking on RT, or Russia Today, which is the propaganda television network of the Russian government, Ecclestone also praised Vladimir Putin, saying he is Putin's biggest supporter. Amazingly, he also praised Sepp Blatter, the disgraced president of FIFA, who some are trying to force out on corruption charges. He said that Blatter should not have stepped down and dismissed all the FIFA bribes as simply a tax that football had to pay. Unless you're an automotive journalist, you probably have never had the chance to drive a car before it hits the dealer showroom. But now, thanks to the folks at BMW, Uber customers in LA, New York, Chicago, and Miami can get a ride in a brand new BMW 7 Series before it's launched this weekend. If you're interested and live in one of those areas, the offer starts at noon today. Oh, and if you do get in one, we recommend testing out the hand gesture controls for the radio volume. And take note of the smell coming through the dash, as there's a number of different scents to choose from. Coming up next, John has some ideas to share on the Volkswagen scandal.
Volkswagen needs to be punished for deliberately designing its diesel engines to cheat on emissions tests, but we need to make sure that we don't go overboard in punishing the company. Volkswagen employs over 600,000 people directly. It supports hundreds of thousands of other jobs at suppliers and dealers. In all, VW probably supports 1 million jobs worldwide. Those people should not be forced to suffer because of the people who actually did the cheating. Punish the guilty, but don't create a collective punishment. Moreover, diesel engine technology should not be abandoned because of the scandal. Environmentalists, especially in Europe, are pushing to ban diesel engines. Both Paris and London have announced plans to ban diesels by 2020. What they need to do instead is simply clean those engines up. In the U.S., diesel engines are now as clean as gasoline engines, including particulate emissions. We're seeing an alarming trend of regulators picking their favorite technology instead of setting goals and letting the auto industry figure out how to meet them. So we're getting regulations that favor EVs and fuel cells without considering the upstream emissions that can come from generating electricity and manufacturing hydrogen. I would not be surprised if a PZEV car with an internal combustion engine running on low-carbon gasoline matches the CO2 footprint of an EV. The point is, the VW scandal has regulators on the warpath. Their outrage is justified. But let's not let emotions get the better of our common sense. Anyway, that's how I see it, and I'd love to know what you all think. But that wraps up today's report. Thanks for watching and for making AutoLine Daily a part of your day.